We can do tequila while we're doing
Let's
it.
Oh, yeah, tequila shot while we're doing
as part of Tequila Mockingbird. Save it for the podcast, really.
But it almost certainly is a podcast. Dave just starts recording without telling people.
Yeah, it's part of it.
It helps us get a more natural feel to it. I had to break the what's it called? I don't know.
Illusion.
Illusion, yeah.
Pull back the curtain.
Pull back the foreskin.
He does regularly.
Yeah, so, not as regularly as I'd like.
So here
don't
we are.
Forget along privacy.
Ben.
Privacy, not privacy.
Yeah, right.
Ben, if you're going to keep
privacy, edit that.
Ben, if you're going to keep talking, can you please sing us the theme tune?
Just do it. Just do it.
Ben,
you might as well.
We could also.
I don't even fucking know the theme tune. Please don't do this bit.
Whatever you're
saying. It's just so cringingly embarrassing.
Okay, alright, well, Ben's not going to sing the theme tune.
What is the theme tune? Just for new listeners.
Ben?
Yeah, Ben, how's it going? For new listeners,
though. I literally have no fucking clue. This is awful, this bit. You're like, say something, Ben.
So if Ben's not going to sing the theme tune, we'll just crack on. We are in our kitchen for episode 2.
Kitchenito.
Is that, no. That's not Cucina. A real word. Cucina.
That's small, that makes it
Soph, if you're going to cut that lime, please be careful. It's a shit knife.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the heads
really
up, David.
Bad knife.
Thanks for looking out for us.
Always looking out for you.
That's the creepiest thing I've heard. You're rubbing your thighs as you say that.
So you join us on an evening after a few beverages, actually. This is the first podcast we're going to be recording after a few drinks. We are in the process of pouring tequila.
Are we?
Well,
I need something to measure it in, and I've yet to find
just
a suitable.
Just pour it.
Cause I'm free.
Can someone take? Can someone
pour it?
Can someone please take the tequila off Nicola? There we go. Okay.
That could be the
thing. So yeah, we're pouring tequila. We've got some beers on the go, and
it's probably gonna pour.
And
visual comedy is gold on a podcast. It really is.
Yeah.
It's
so
one of those cars that has a child lock.
The tequila has a bit of a cap on it, which
fuck?
Doesn't allow you to pour it.
Oh, there we go.
Yay.
It just means that you can pour it steadily, safely.
I kind of want Dave to narrate my life.
So if you can hear a bit of jolliness in the background. That is the festivities as you are joining us on the Day of the Lady of the Guadalupe. And
you'll learn about that in the future.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about that for another 2 days.
No, they won't learn about it now. They'll learn about it in the future.
You'll learn about it in the future. And
do the future later.
And so if we're interrupted.
Episode three.
If we are interrupted by some explosions, it is just.
It's still the celebration.
It's pretty much just.
Dave's explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, bangers going off, but really loud.
Haven't got that yet either.
I must stress that it's important we don't talk over each other.
Not a skill I have.
Right, just to introduce everybody, because we've got a few on this one.
It's a full house, Dave.
Welcome to Bill.
Well, thank you, David. It's so very lovely to be here.
And Ben.
You're all right, mate. How you doing?
And you will remember Amy from the last podcast.
Hello.
She says such notable things as hello.
I can't really top Bill's introduction, really.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Oh, hi, Bill.
She might hear it.
And if we go around the table clockwise from Ben, we've got Nikki.
Pleasure to be here.
We've got Nicola.
Hello.
We've got Soph.
What up?
And then we get to Bill again. So we do have seven people, so apologies if you can't hear what any of us are saying. So we're going to go from, what did we just finish doing?
Previously on Walking with Dave.
Previously on Walking with Dave.
We've gone to Frida Kahlo's house.
We've been to Frida Kahlo's house.
And we were using a lot of Ubers.
So we got an Uber.
Because we're authentic travellers.
Yeah.
We got an Uber back to the hostel.
It's not travelling if you're not being exploitative. That's the rule.
And we went and got some lunch in a pretty lush little kebab shop. It was cheap.
Right, it's just really unfair because the reason it's called a kebab shop is because I was angry we were going there. I thought we'd be able to, if we spent more than 5 minutes trying to find a place, we might find somewhere marginally better than that place.
I think it's also
It was a perfectly lovely place.
It's really important to point out that a kebab shop here is not like a kebab shop back. Well,
it's
kind
not.
Of the same.
It wasn't a fucking kebab shop.
Was there meat on a rotating stick?
Yes, but there is at every restaurant.
So that was pretty cool. We won't dwell on the food too long because, you know, it's not one of those things of interest.
This isn't Eating with Dave.
This is not Eating with Dave. But we will next come on to one of my favourite, my highlights of the trip so far. And that is the Lucha Libre Wrestling. We went to Arena Mexico.
Which is a 17,000 capacity venue, belt, Dave. How many people were there that night? I was promised Lucha Wrestling in front of 17,000 people.
I think maybe 1,000, tops.
Yeah, probably 17, yeah.
But no, it's still cool. Like, amazing. Bought another mask. Yeah, I did.
I got a leopard print very well.
Yes, twirling leopard print. Rey Mysterio.
Twallin leopard print twallin.
Sorry, Nikki is
twallin.
Nikki leopard print twallin.
Twice.
Yeah.
Johnny, you lucky thing, you. It consisted of some pretty, well, the first few batches were some pretty old wrestlers.
Were they that old, were they?
They look pretty old.
Really?
Yeah.
They were not particularly athletic looking.
It got off to a slow start.
Yeah.
It did get off to a slow start. And they could have done with some music.
At the beginning.
I don't know what wrestling music would be, but I feel like they could have done with some music.
They had music.
They should make me artistic director.
The entrance music followed by nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Very contrasting. Yeah, exactly.
They did have the amazing dancing girls.
Yeah, so for the sake of the podcast.
Apart from the crotch and the boob shots.
Yeah, true.
For the sake of the podcast, if you could just do the dance.
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
Yep. Done, okay.
It looks so good.
They had their hands in the air like they just did.
Yeah,
they almost certainly didn't.
So,
clearly didn't care.
I've got one, mate. Okay, so we're just going to break for a shot of tequila.
Oh, no, wait, we need salt.
Okay, we're not going to break just yet. So, we saw wrestlers such as Stuka Jr.
There was Ray somebody or other.
Rey
Mysterio.
It wasn't Rey Mysterio.
There was someone Mysterio.
Mysterioso.
Yeah.
And Virus.
Virus. Everyone seemed to love, despite the fact he was terrible.
He was pretty terrible. He had an excellent mullet. And
he was the one that looked like Danny DeVito.
You have to mention the little boy that got basically dropped.
There was a six-man tag match, and the baddies, or the heels for those in the know, had all obviously had masks on, and they brought out this child who was no more than 3.5 feet, maybe. He was really
measure a child.
International measurement.
It's in their hands.
Yeah.
It's in his hands.
We love blood brothers.
And so they were wrestling away, and they floored one of the good guys, or baby faces, for those of you who know the industry. They floored him, and they got this child, and they threw the child in the air, and the child frog splashed onto the old man on the floor. Like
frog
is splash. That the
that's a thing.
Official word?
Yes. Yeah, it's a thing.
Tequila break.
Okay, tequila right. Here we go. Right, so
Athos, Porthos.
Athos, Porthos.
Aramis.
Aramis.
Theresa May.
I've gone wrong.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck me.
That's not a knife.
Unlike every other tequila of this trip, this one is just as terrible as it is in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought that Jose Cuervo in Spain, Mexico might be higher quality.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you get a litre of tequila for less than a tenner.
Yeah.
Less than a tenner.
Oh, quite considerably less than a tenner. Yeah. Closer to £8, something like that.
We were so pleased with ourselves.
What's 80? What's 180?
Yeah, that's shit. Yeah.
It's about seven quid.
Yeah, that's like British tequila.
So, anyway.
Going back to.
Good thing we brought some mixer with us. Yeah.
Back to the lucha wrestling. It was fantastic. Very much recommend, if anyone is ever in Mexico City, go to watch the Luchador
or you
wrestling.
Can be created at home for free.
Yeah.
All you need is a 3 foot child.
or if you need a mask. I don't have many at all. Twalin has a leopard print Rey Mysterio one you can borrow. That was lush. Came out, bought a t-shirt.
Been there.
Took photos, which will be available on the Instagram.
What's the Instagram again?
Walking_with_Dave.
Walking_
the website is going to be www.www.dave.com.
We haven't bought it yet.
I know.
So we need. It's a very good point. Before this one is released, we will have bought that. Yeah.
Dot porn.
You could get dot porn, can't you?
Yeah. www.www.dave.porn.
Yes. Yeah. Why not?
Excellent. Right.
It's not like a plan.
So we walked home. It was pretty ropey.
There was only one dog fight.
It was
there a
ropey.
Fight?
Dog fight.
Was there a dog,
fight?
Just drunkenly aggravating a dog.
He must mention
it. I've done that so many times.
Is that the night we went to Mariachi?
The Mariachi?
Yeah, we went up to Plaza Guadalupe. The Plaza Guadalupe.
So we had a big long walk to the Plaza de Guadalupe.
Fiasco.
It got quite edge of town quite quickly.
Yeah, it was pretty edgy.
What do you mean by that?
just imagine your local
suburbia.
Town.
Yeah.
I'm in zone 3, London. That is not gunshots. That is dead.
Don't ruin the illusion. I like to let the audience think we're roving reporters from
we went to stand in the Plaza de Guadalupe with some mariachi blokes.
Plaza de Garibaldi.
Of course, we're currently
like the biscuit.
They take requests though, don't they?
Bill, did you have a nice conversation with the man?
We lasted all of about 30 seconds before I pranged out of being constantly asked what music we wanted to have played and maybe cause everybody to leave.
It wasn't
within our group, not the entire plaza.
Much to Sophie's disgust, they did not know 5.
Oh,
they don't know 5.
We didn't ask them that. We didn't ask.
They just didn't want to get down.
I just don't feel comfortable lying to them.
It was Sunday. No one wants to get down on Sunday.
The listener.
Yeah. As in Dave.
Yeah.
Apart from Craig David's, maybe.
Chilling. No, he chills on Sunday.
I know, he doesn't want to get down on Sunday.
He chills on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, any mariachi man worth his salt will know.
Mariachi man.
That was pretty much the end of that day, wasn't it?
We had a
solid night's sleep that night.
I woke up at maybe 4:30. It's fantastic.
Blessed with 6 hours sleep.
Hashtag blessed.
The next day, right? So big day the next day. We had to be up at 6.
Hang on, wait. Don't we need to end the day and introduce the next day?
Okay.
How do we end the days? With Dave licking a block of cheese.
Where's our sound effect?
This is a playlist.
So that's the end of the day. What day was that? Day 3?
Day 2.
So that's the end of day 2.
Have to think of these as individual things when you introduce them.
Right, so day 3.
Welcome to Walking with Dave.
I don't know.
Okay, so.
We
Welcome to Walking with Dave.
No, it's the same podcast.
We're doing it. The podcast is split into half the first day.
Well, that's mental.
A day and a half.
It is mental, but we decided it earlier.
Okay.
Well, I guess it depends how much usable content we get out of this thing, and whether or not we cut out that whole Robert Agave thing.
Robert Agave.
Shout out to Robert Agave.
Famed maker of agave-based drinks.
Oh, lovely. Good to keep it in. Doing well.
Better than the other ones.
Yeah.
So, up at 6 for breakfast. No, breakfast didn't even exist at 6, did it?
Breakfast starts
at
8.
No, you were at really
I was up dead early.
And metaphorically and physically, no.
Is anyone else's face warm?
Yes, sunburn.
I think it's a little bit combination of both. This is a nice feeling. I like this.
Dude, you're a little bit pink. You're warm.
I was going to say, if anyone's cold at all, they can touch my left ear. It's absolutely on weird.
It's weird when your ears get hot. Because what the fuck do you do about it? I always press my head against a window.
I was up at stupid o'clock. I went to find a coffee shop, I think, at 6 o'clock in the morning, quarter to 6.
Because you had a tricky tummy day.
Oh, I did. No, not that time.
Don't steal his
They'll find out about my tummy in the future.
Thunder gut.
It's a bit Doctor Who with this. You'll find out in a few days what happens to me after this coffee.
So, it took me 35 minutes to find 24-hour coffee on Wi-Fi to edit the first teaser. And it gave me 10 minutes to buy it and then pretty much run back to the hostel. So,
good story. Like your tummy?
I mean, this is
tomorrow.
Fantastic.
That's the next time.
That's
right. Back soon for tomorrow.
Mornings with Dave.
Mornings with Dave. So then we got on a bus with, what, 6 other people?
Yeah,
right. They'd only been waiting for us for several minutes.
Five other people in June and the driver.
Sorry, why were they waiting for us? Yeah.
Because she said, get a coat, it's going to be cold. Did I?
So you went to buy some tissues?
I think I've pulled.
I shall make a coat of tissues.
She was a lovely woman.
Wasn't she? Jane
really
was there,
I could have been friends with her.
I wonder who
I'm surprised you didn't get her number.
I know.
Anyway, we'll come to June in a minute. So we got.
June,
if you're listening, shout out to June.
We really need to cut down the shout outs.
Yeah. No, that's the first and only one. Because
I need
June to feel special. Right, so we got on the bus.
Wow, I'm so fucking creepy at times.
Yeah.
I need June to feel special.
And we started driving, so what did we do? We stopped on the way to get coffee, water, toilets, or something else.
Absolutely no sexual
all the stuff
sensation.
That we did.
Yeah.
She aimed her fellow countrymen.
Didn't we find the sign that said prostitution is either encouraged or disallowed, and we weren't quite sure which one.
Even our Spanish.
Mad Spanish skills.
You
I understood the word sexos and solicitos and no other words.
So that was pretty cool. Ames met a girl from. Well, in fact, we all met a girl from.
Australia.
Anna.
Australia.
Oh,
from Gold Coast.
Gold Coast. Hi, Bill.
Oh, hi, Bill.
She was cool. She was a bit quiet. So we got to TRT Huaco. Was she quiet?
She didn't stop talking.
She wasn't quiet. She was clearly like, this is a group of 7 people who all know each other. I'll just
try and talk to them.
Occasionally try and be nice and otherwise not try and...
She was cool anyway.
If you're listening,
shout out.
Right, so then we proceeded to leave the service station.
So few podcasts have this much detail about service stations.
Although, the part about
solicitation.
No, your toilet.
We didn't lose Dave for about.
Before we left the service station. Right, okay, so.
The toilet situation was quite complicated.
I'm going to talk you through it.
We from the cattle.
See.
For all the Spanish listeners.
Thank you.
How many?
Shout out to Spain.
and Mexico.
So
Brazil, no.
So I'm going to talk you through the toilet situation, right? So
must you?
Yes. There's
it's one of the highlights of the podcast.
There's a lot.
If you stop at a service station in Mexico, take some very small denomination coins, because you need to pay to open the door.
That's quite apt, right?
Yeah.
You then go into the toilet and you think, where on earth is all the toilet roll?
On your life, because I went to the toilet and then thought, where is all the toilet roll?
This is exactly what I did.
Oh,
right, okay. No, no, so, you went into the toilet. Nick went to the toilet.
Oh, shit.
Where is
it? Yes. So I then had to proceed to leave the toilet, having paid my 2 pesos to get in, went back to the counter and said, I haven't got any coins for the toilet paper. Because, yes, you have to buy your toilet paper as you go in.
This story is revolting.
This story is pretty revolting.
What's going to happen when you get to the toilet part of this story?
Oh, I'm not going to go into detail in that.
What level of detail will be edited out? Yeah.
But yeah, I had to...
Oh, stop it.
Sounds a lot like licking cheese.
Oh my God.
It's indistinguishable from one another.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you have
one
to buy your
to another.
You have to buy your toilet paper. You have to buy your trip to the toilet. Just don't do it. Just go in the hostel.
Buy your way into everything. Don't go to the toilet, kids. That's the
money will get you everywhere.
It feels like a metaphor.
Yeah. Change your life plans. Never toilet.
Right. So get to Teotihuacan, and something we'll come back to in the future. Some strange, well
wow,
what we thought.
A very strange idea, isn't it?
Well, yeah absolutely.
Coming back to something.
Yeah.
In the future. Back to the future. Someone
should
make a film about that.
Yeah, and then remake it in the future.
I don't think anyone's remade that.
They are, they're doing it.
Are they?
What?
Oh, I would definitely watch
that. That's a terrible idea.
I know, everyone's heartbroken.
So, Mexico held the Olympics in what, 1960 something?
68.
And so there we were in this bus, and we see these people running alongside of the road with a torch. So we figured that either they were a bit late to the party, or someone hadn't told them
that
it finished. Was it?
Yeah.
Big country with a lot of land mass.
So anyway, we had no idea what was going on with this. So anyway, we'll come to what that running man was doing
tomorrow.
Oh my god.
It's all right, we'll keep the listeners coming back for more.
Coming back,
always leave them wanting
edge
more.
Edge of your seat.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Suspense.
Yeah. So then we got to Teotihuacan, and it was a bit cold, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yes.
A little cold, a little windy, a little overcast,
slightly chilly.
I wish I had worn shorts.
Yeah, but I had the last laugh later, didn't I?
It's just a corn theory, I believe.
Sorry?
What's the porn theory?
What's the porn theory?
Loud or unallowed, you mean? Got some shots of these again.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm Miss Leopard Print, come on.
I'm very
anyway.
Confused by what's happening.
So apparently Tolan was following behind doing
upskirts.
Which isn't illegal in the UK right now, by the way.
Because that one man said that it was fine.
I'm just trying to get to
Christ. A woman upskirting, which I don't know if that's a different genre, but I feel like it might be.
Yeah, it's allowed.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you pay extra for that.
Yeah.
Dave, give us the rundown.
But not in a service station.
Yeah, so
the city.
So back to Teotihuacan. Now, Teotihuacan is the city of the gods.
That's what it means, right?
It means city of the gods. It was first built by the Teotihuacan people until about 700 AD. And then they deserted it. There's no real... We don't really know the reason for them deserting it. Either they starved, there was no food and they had to move on, or it got taken over and people left because their beliefs changed, or there's another one, I think.
No trade?
No trade.
Trade.
Oh, they killed each other.
Yeah.
Commerce
moved.
So different religious beliefs.
So
they couldn't resolve their differences.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another theory.
So that's what Teotihuacan is, and it's got... It's home to the sun and the moon temple.
Shall we all say something that we learnt on that trip?
Please, no.
Okay.
Oh, Ben doesn't have an
effect. Yeah. No, because this whole thing seems to be understood by you guys, but I do not remember this bit.
So, if you, what do you remember?
Maybe
what's in the meantime?
I was there in spirit. I was there in body.
A nugget of a fact. So, how many people live there at the peak?
200,000.
200,000,
thank you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What were the three animals that they worshipped?
Jaguar.
Snake.
Jaguar, snake,
eagle.
Yeah.
Or in Spanish,
Aguila. Aguila. Thank you. To
our resident Spanish speaker.
And what did they represent?
Something represented fertility. And
oh no, that was
no,
that
the eyes on the thing were water and fertility, which were the most important.
Oh, the
snake
was
the
earth.
Yeah.
Jaguar was
the night and the star.
I've got fertility in my eyes.
And the eagle was the
and tequila in your cup.
and you've got what's in your heart?
Ice
cold
stone.
I thought you were gonna say something like rhythm or I don't know. That's in your feet, isn't it?
Rhythm is a dance.
He can't skip. There's no rhythm.
Oh yeah,
let's
be fast.
But he can.
Sorry, we'll come to Ben skipping it another time.
Also, were there slaves?
Were there slaves? No. Wow, it's an interesting question.
Good.
Thank you for bringing
question
it up, Nicola.
On the floor.
So.
What on earth was that?
So apparently there was
the response to that question is for everyone to laugh.
Right, so yes, there were kind of slaves in Teotihuacan. There were the rich priests, there were the kings and the priests. Thank you, June.
And the toenails.
Dodge,
did you say thank you, June?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Great.
So
yeah,
so there, but and then there was obviously
accent, yeah, presumably, is that what that is?
The lesser paid people or the people who were not paid.
But they did it because
community spirit. Apparently there was a huge community spirit. They knew that to give themselves back to the earth, they had to help build or make the earth a better place.
And also it was allowed as a form of tax payment.
Yes.
So rather than paying their taxes, they
that
just gave
yeah
their time.
I would rather not sell myself into slavery to pay my taxes.
Would you rather pay taxes or just work a little bit?
You'd probably just been sacrificed if you...
Yeah, but I mean, in which case it's not as... I mean, it sounds a lot more romanticised when they say it, you know, like... There are very few things which would be worth selling yourself into slavery for.
No, it's pretty... Yeah. Anyway, so Teotihuacan... sun came up, got really, really hot. Amazing.
As we were walking along the Road of the Dead.
Road of the
Dead. It started
dead
to get hot.
What, yeah,
what's
really
road?
Hot.
Something didn't work.
I don't know, because it's Kaya's street, so I don't know road.
She kept calling it Mikhail something Oakley or something like that, which didn't have Muertes in it, which was confusing me.
So anyway, that was good. We walked up the... We walked up the...
We should monetize that. Oakley's, if you're listening.
Sponsor.
Some glasses.
Yeah, some of that.
Other sunglasses are available.
No, they
none
aren't. That way we get some Oakley's.
Nikki had an encounter with a lovely local shopkeep.
Vendor.
Oh,
so
what was
he offering you, Nikki? Apart from a life of... Bliss. And
a life of bliss, yes, what's happening. And a beautiful necklace. Something that
listened
apparently
was
real silver and then seemed to drop by the second the further I got away from him. And then I was rescued. My dashing friends.
Wasn't it
and he then swore at us as we disappeared into the distance.
Well, he,
wasn't it a silver bracelet inlaid with various precious stones?
For $20.
$250.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Two.
Oh,
okay.
He kept saying
dropping
20. By the second.
He said 20, and we'd been dealing in pesos, so we were like 20 pesos.
No, he said pesos.
Yeah,
first.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then it quickly went up to dollars as soon as my attention was caught.
Yeah.
It was cunning.
But he got quite irate when we eventually intervened, and he had to walk away.
I don't
swearing.
Think he said "have a nice day."
No.
I don't think he did either.
It was something about your mother.
Pute mare.
Et tu mama también.
Et tu mama también.
Listener caution advised.
Yes, yeah.
If you're with an under 18,
explicit content.
Push them out of the room right now.
Push them out of the room.
Throw them onto another wrestler.
Kick them out of the window.
Frog slap them, is that what the word is?
Frog splash.
Frog splash.
No, you're talking my language.
Frog slap.
So anyway, we went up to the Temple of the Sun, and that was pretty steep. How many steps were on it?
220 something.
Originally 260, but the president of Mexico back in the 30s or the 20s blew it up.
No, he hired someone to do it, didn't he? To clear it off or something. Yeah, he decided to blow it up. No, to clear the trees off.
To clear the trees off the top.
Yeah,
they, to clear it, yeah. They used dynamite.
They decided it was easier to blow it up with dynamite.
Which it was.
Which, obviously it is, yeah.
But they destroyed the
top. I applaud the guy for his innovation.
Yeah.
And next time I have a mess in my house, I'll do similar.
Yeah,
just
the house that you just bought. Yeah,
good.
Oh, fuck the kitchen, it's terrible. That's
fuck the kitchen.
Fuck the kitchen.
Down with the kitchen. I love it.
Leave it a living room.
Are we going to talk about what a teacher's pet day was on the table?
That was not a teacher's pet. So
I feel like that's the subtext of this entire thing.
We had two teachers.
The subtext here is like, they're about... Seven of us here.
Two teacher pets.
Yeah, two of them know a hell of a lot more than the others. Yeah.
So me and Nicola had a lot of questions. Nicola, to show off her skills, continued to ask questions in Spanish.
Espanol.
Regardless of June's ability to speak very good English. And I just had a lot of... I'm quite curious about the old Aztecs and the whole... way of life and the gods and like human
most articulate
human sacrifices and yeah it's just quite cool.
Oh,
this is David Brimley, the I Have a Dream speech, isn't it?
Ben,
so
how many sacrifices were there? How many sacrifices were there?
I remember this.
How many days?
4 days.
4 days.
The Aztecs had a bit of a
purge. 20,000 or something.
Yeah, I think so.
20,000 in 4 days.
Say 5 a day, like
5,
your vegetables.
5,000
a day.
Yeah.
And how did they do it? We don't know.
Cut off their heads
and their limbs.
That'll do it. I've looked into it. That'll kill people.
That'll definitely kill them.
If you want to kill some people, cut off their heads and limbs.
Cut off their
heads.
So limbs is a bit excessive,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, you could probably just do heads.
Yeah,
I feel that would kill them.
Unless you want to eat the limbs.
Limbs are the most delicious bit.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the buttocks were.
Buttocks.
Yeah, ribeye. The rump.
Yeah.
The rump.
So I went up there. Came back down again. And we went to the Moon Temple. We did.
Yeah.
Now the Moon Temple is a bit unstable up at the top, so you could only go halfway up, but it was dead steep.
Oh, is that why you couldn't go up to the top bit?
Yeah.
Did you not see the steps that were not there?
She said, unlike the other one, which was solid in the middle, this one was built, she described it as like Russian dolls, so it was like a level, layer. And like another level inside. So it wasn't solid in the middle, basically.
Oh,
and
then she pointed
out, how the same profile as the
mountain. Oh, curious fact now.
At that point,
the one thing I remember.
I was clearing the memory card on my camera.
I'm only here to take photos.
But in fairness, I had zero photos and now I've got 230.
You wiped the memory in your brain because you just don't remember anything.
I wasn't listening.
So, in the first place.
As pointed out by Nikki, yes, the temples, if you stand on the Moon Temple and you look back at the Sun Temple, it is like pretty much in a perfect
silhouette
of the mountain behind.
And vice versa.
If you stand on the Sun Temple, or if you look at the Moon Temple from the Sun Temple, again, it's got a big mountain behind and it casts the profile of the mountain, which is amazing. It's so cool because these were built like up to 2,000 years ago. I'll have a drink, yes, please. Thanks.
Should we do another shot?
No.
We could do another shot.
It was pretty grim.
Are we just doing tequila and lemon juice?
I'm drinking tequila and limonada.
There is actually some ice in the freezer.
This mix
there is brilliant.
Is this a really bizarre way of making a cocktail?
This is a really bizarre way of making a podcast.
Oh, God. Where are we? So, finished Teotihuacan.
Drink break.
Oh, drinks break.
How do you put the salt around the top?
You have to like lift it wet.
Yeah, where is say this, but lick the rim first.
No, or run the. Can you pass me the salt?
Yeah. Mine,
but then you're gonna do it in the cup upside down, aren't you?
Yeah, you are.
Your rim's not sticky enough, Nikki.
Your name's Nikki and it's not sticky. What do you
mean? Sticky, Nikki.
No. See, that's why
I thought
you were
tight.
Shall we do a cheers, everybody?
Oh God, there's eyebrows.
What's
that
done?
El centro. Cheers, dog.
Y el perro.
Yeah. Fucking hell, man, you're fluent.
Oh my god.
Fluentico.
Do best fluente.
You should go to Costa del Sol for your holidays. Sorry.
Guys.
That's
quite good. So, we went. We finished up.
Having enough tequila.
I think you are.
I think.
It doesn't taste very much tequila.
You keep adding more. I'm like,
quite a lot of tequila.
But I think the way to work it out is to look at how much tequila has gone from the bottle.
Yeah. Shit.
Well, like,
that's not
going to last us until come. That's been three drinks.
It only cost £8.
Yeah, but what happened to buy lunches again?
No.
We're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, we are getting sidetracked. So let's reel it back in.
Yes.
Reel it back in.
That was the end of Teotihuacan.
Well, no, it wasn't, because we went to the workshop.
Oh, workshop.
But, so we went to a workshop. Sarah. Sarah, talk quickly, Sarah.
No, I was just asking what that black stuff was.
Oh. Well, so it was a mixture of two things.
Obsidian.
Coffee.
It was supposed to be obsidian.
Obsidian, that was the word.
So when we were walking around, we were seeing all the vendors selling obsidian, which is mined
beautiful
locally,
stone,
I suppose. Yes. Black, shiny
just
stone.
Wood with oil.
And we thought perhaps it was maybe black glass.
Yeah.
Ben saw one of them shining up something that resembled it with oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turned it from like a dull grey colour into a brilliant black colour.
Yeah. Turns out that most of the cheap stuff was onyx.
All glass.
And the expensive stuff was obsidian. So we went to this workshop and we were told how to tell the difference. You stick it in the light and it's all glittery and stuff. We also learned all about...
Sweet, like a bumper.
We also learned all about the agave plant. Right, so
shout out to Robert Agave.
Agave. We love you, Agave.
Yeah, shout out to Agave.
Oh, what have I become?
So agave plant, right. First thing you can do is chop the middle out and it will create 2 litres of sweet nectar every single day.
Just like I will.
Just like
Yeah, no.
For 6 months.
Until it dies.
And then it dies.
Yeah.
Just like
only the same with Ben.
Just like Ben.
Like a seahorse? Do seahorses do that?
Seahorses? I'm sure they don't have... They don't live very long.
It's just father, that's
all. Yeah, exactly. The men that get pregnant.
Use number two of the agave plant. Paper. So if you peel back the leaves at the middle of the agave plant, you can peel back layer upon layer and layer upon layer of paper.
No.
One layer and one from the outside.
Ah.
And then the middle is shampoo.
Yeah,
the middle is shampoo.
Yeah.
It's in the same family as aloe vera.
Exactly.
Aloe vera. So use number three.
All right, so bring the sass and energy.
Use number three of the agave plant to all of you seamstresses out there.
Shout out to seamstresses.
Yeah.
If you
it's quite sexist, isn't it, seamstress?
Seamstress or seamsters?
You'd have to be there.
Hey, seamstress.
Hey,
seamstress.
Seamen.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Right. So if you cut the top off but not quite all the way through and you pull on it, it pulls out
a
needle.
Out of work, get a job.
It pulls out a needle and a load of threads, like natural threads, out of the agave plant.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. And then they dye the flower petals, and then they get calcium, and they put the calcium on the flower petals, and it changes colour.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And she did it like it was the most normal thing in the world.
Yeah.
And we looked like we should perform the magic trick.
Yeah, literally,
like,
yeah.
Woo! It was a very appreciative audience.
Mm. Yeah. So then she took us inside for shots.
That was my favourite.
We had mezcal.
Yeah.
We had a green agave liqueur.
Something Patroni, but not Patron.
Yeah.
Coffee.
She basically rinsed Patron and said, this is how to do it.
This is much better than Patron. Sorry, Johnny.
But mezcal was the favourite, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the coffee
one. Her favourite.
For the bad times,
mezcal.
No. Yeah.
No,
for the bad times, mezcal.
For the good times, as well. Which is a fantastic
line. Like that.
Right. So she's got all the rhymes.
Seemed better at the time.
Yeah, didn't it? That's the thing.
After several shots, it would do.
So essentially what she did was give the most incredible sales pitch ever, because we ended up in the shop and we were pissed and we bought lots of stuff. But
not what she wanted us to buy, though.
No.
I made the mistake of looking at the
expensive stuff.
the precious stone masks, which turned out to be about 300 quid each.
Jesus.
And she was telling me she could do me a good price. I was like, it's not going to be good enough.
Good enough to survive in everything.
So, drove all the way back to Mexico City. Right, so we had a quick changeover, change around. We were a bit smelly. I was a bit smelly.
Yeah. Standard.
Rule number one of walking with Dave, always stand upwind.
Rule number one of walking with Dave, never walk with Dave.
Yeah. I'm speechless. So we found a cantina. We had grasshoppers.
Oh, it was a gentleman's club.
It was a
gentleman's saloon.
It was a gentleman's saloon.
We were allowed in.
We snuck in.
And yeah. Were, you lucky devils. We
no one noticed.
We disguised ourselves.
There were no strippers.
Grasshoppers are nicer to eat than in a cocktail.
Yes.
Oh, did you have them in a cocktail?
Offered them to me, but having tried them, I thought, no, that's not going
to work. But they should then proceeded to eat most of the plate of grasshoppers.
I think you need projectable.
Necessarily that valuable, but yes, grasshoppers are delicious, but
they are.
You want to take the legs off first.
Yeah, take the appendages off.
As with, like a romantic partner.
Take the appendage off first.
What is the appendage? Oh, surely that's the right part.
Get legs off,
get legs. That was my fault. You guys
are doing it. So we moved on to a district in Mexico City called Roma.
Got there by completely non-Uber related methods.
Recommended no, by Time Out. No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Time Out magazine.
There's no way were we being.
Time Out recommended.
We
it.
Took
we
an
got
Uber,
there Uber
to a district recommended by Time Out.
That I read on the
what
tube.
What a set of tricks.
Yeah.
Oh God. Top perfect. Most hipster districts in the world.
Yeah, really yeah. Miss hipster culture. I've been out of Hackney for too long, so I've had to really go and get a fucking flat white somewhere.
A flat white hipster.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I
like
cool.
It.
Yeah.
I think anything other than just a straight Americano is classed as hipster.
Yeah.
What's a flat white other than an Americano and milk?
It's a less frothy, but not as frothy.
For all
as
the Australian man. Viewers, oh, an Americano is a long black.
Explain it to me, Ben. It happened when we were away.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't remember it.
No, shout out to the Australian viewers.
Viewer.
Hey. Stop at least three of my family have watched this.
No one
listened to
it. No one's watching it.
Listened.
What do you mean watched it?
It's a webcam. It's a webcam pointed at Dave.
There's no webcam. No one is watching this podcast.
Why are you smiling so much, Dave?
Why have you got lipstick on, Dave?
Why are you wearing lipstick? What about the cleavage, Dave?
Yeah. So something to look forward to in the next podcast. This is the beginning of the upset stomach.
Saga.
Shitting with Dave.
So
yeah.
Okay.
I hope.
And again.
And again.
I hope there's no audio of that.
So no, there's not. So yeah, something to look forward to. Anyway, coming to the end of episode 2.
End of Mexico City.
End of Mexico City. To what to look forward to in the next podcast. Bill.
Woo!
Yes,
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a long travel day. Oh, we have no audio.
We're not going to do the audio of the travel day.
No audio of the travel day.
We can move a fake audio of the travel day. Shh, don't show podcast, but we can fake it.
Okay.
We can record us flying next time.
Oh, yes.
No.
We can
play
about the airport.
The
next
podcast,
we all know the difference between
finds us in...
Here.
San Cristobal.
Where we are right now.
San Cristobal.
There are flags and
fireworks.
Gunshots and no sleep.
And also,
speak for yourselves, I slept like an absolute baby last night.
Shut up.
You had nightmares.
Oh, the nurses are amazing.
I'm pretty sure that the...
Shout out to Kathy.
Who isn't a real nurse?
But Polly is.
But Polly is. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. This has been Walking to Dave.
Walking with Dave.
Right.
What did he say?
This has been walking to Dave.
Dave, for the last time, you are not
the
temple.
The long road to Dave.
Oh, so you'll see in the bio actually that this is Dave Walker and the Gastric Band. We've not yet introduced the Gastric Band.
What?
But yeah, but the Gastric Band is a fictional band that...
Piss off, is it fictional?
Are you playing the gig?
Dave Walker and the Gastric Band. It consists of myself. I'm Dave. Ben.
Hello.
Ben plays bass.
Very well.
And Bill.
Oh, what? I didn't know about this. What am I playing?
Well, I guess you'd have to play drums if I'm playing bass and he's playing.
Okay, I'll get learning.
Yeah, so.
By the time this podcast comes out.
Oh, the other
drums. Yeah. This is a.
Is that tomorrow?
No. Oh, he's got to edit the living shit out of this. We've not listened to what we've been saying for the last time at home.
So, thank you for listening. This has been a Dave Walker and the Gastric Band production.
Oh, lame.
Buy our new single on iTunes.
We don't have any singles.
Should we do a cheers to
Arriba!
Arriba!
Abajo! Abajo!
El Centro!